talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is Hay Day Tuesday, so if you've got some hay you're wanting to sell or you got some hay you're needing to buy, 580-225-9697. Shoot me a message, and we'll get her on the air here coming up in the last segment. Brandon's supposed to be on today, maybe. He said if he's got service, so he must be at the old Ranchero. And lots else going on. Rainfall in far southern Oklahoma and some up in northern Oklahoma. Not northern, but north of the donut that I seen, which is like Kiowa County, parts of Greer and Beckham and some of Ouachita and Roger Mills and a little bit of Custer. But there's some people got some rain around. It wasn't the big rain they were expecting. So, but it was good rain for folks who got them. And so, and then somewhere, if my map's right, somewhere over there between Fort Cobb and Gracemont, they got 3, 4, maybe 5 inches of rain in a small area over there. So I bet the ponds are full in that area. And then they got some big rains over there towards the city, obviously, last night. But back to normal here. 80 degrees at Hollis, 84 at Bessie, 83 at Arnett, home of the world-famous Lori Kimball, 84 at Freedom, 85 at Slapout out here in the panhandle of Texas, 83 at Lipscomb, 81 at Dozer. Childress, you're 80, 78 at Goodlet, and 80 at Odell. So let's go on. Well, the crop progress report is out. It wasn't very favorable to the corn boys. So let's check out what they said. It said, as of August 10th, 94% of the corn crop across the country's top 10 corn growing states has reached the silking stage. Progress is just shy of the 5-year average of 95%. 72% of the corn crop in the United States is in good or excellent shape. 21% is in fair. 7% is in poor, very poor. Soybeans, 71% of the crop, 71% of the crop has reached the pod setting stage. 68% is in good or excellent shape. 25% is in fair. 7% is in poor to very poor. Winter wheat, 90% of the winter wheat crop has been harvested as of August 10th in the United States. And let's see here, what else we got? Oh, I got crop progress on the cotton. I looked it up, and here in Oklahoma, it's showing 1% very poor, 5% poor, 20% fair, 59% in good, and 15% in excellent shape as far as the cotton conditions concerned. I was seeing what, see in Oklahoma, it says that we're at what percent? Not that it matters. The bowls opening is not reported. Cotton setting bowls in Oklahoma, we're at 58% as of August 10th. The average in that matches up with the average last year at 58%. Peanuts, let's see what's going on with peanuts. Pegging in Oklahoma, we are at 75% here. Let me see, make sure I'm in the right spot there. 75% pegging as of August 10th, and that's 3% better than last year. Peanut condition in Oklahoma is 1%. Nope, that's the wrong one. 1% is poor, 3% is very poor, 15% is fair, 77% is in good shape, and 4% is in excellent shape, according to this. Sorghum in Oklahoma, we are 53% last year is what it's saying is being headed. This year we're at 40%. And that was August 3rd. Hang on here. There we go. 58. 58% headed in Oklahoma as far as sorghum's concerned. 24 average was 52%. But I got a buddy I was talking to this morning down there towards the Kiowa County area, and they're already combining some sorghum down there and making anywhere from 55 to 70 bushels an acre. So it's doing pretty good. And that's what's happening with that. Well, let's see what happened overnight real quick. We're about to go to break. Soybean and grain futures plunged in overnight trading after a trade deadline with China was extended as traders square position ahead of today's supply and demand reports, which didn't look good. President Donald Trump signed an executive order extending a deadline for a trade deal with China, the world's largest buyer of soybeans, even though they ain't bought none this year, for another 90 days. The new deadline for tariffs to take effect on November the 10th, right before quail season opens. What are we? Let's see. Got me to thinking here. 1:30, 40. What are we? 90 days away from quail season. How about that? Let's see what I got on my mind. The U.S. now imposes a 30% tariff on imported Chinese goods, and China has a rate of 10% on U.S. products. Prices yesterday surged after Trump said on social media that China should quadruple its purchases of U.S. soybeans. According to this, the USDA is expected to raise its outlook. It's a little late for that deal, and I just went over that with you. Let's see here. Let me get back down here. Soybean futures for November delivery dropped overnight 11¾ cents to 9.99 a bushel overnight. Corn futures for December delivery fell 3¾ cents to 4.04 a bushel. Wheat for September delivery plunged 5¾ cents in Chicago to 5.09¼, while Kansas City futures were down 5¼. Inspections of corn for overseas delivery came up in the 7 days. It ended on August the 7th, while wheat and soybean assessments declined. Corn inspections were reported at 1.49 million tons. It's a little better than the 1.28 million the week prior to that. That was, see here, wheat assessments, meanwhile, dropped to 365,000 metric tons. That's down from 689,000 tons. Examinations for soybeans for export also fell, dropping to 518,000 metric tons, down from 628,000 metric tons. Let's see here, floods possible, according to the National Weather Service, in parts of central and southern Oklahoma. Thunderstorms will develop this afternoon and evening in that area that is forecast to produce rain that could lead to localized flooding. And let's see here. Not much else going on in the weather in our farm belt. Let's see, what time is it? Yeah, let's go to the grain market and see what it's doing right at this minute. And again, today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. If you got any hay you want to sell or buy, 580-225-9697. Shoot me a message. If you're not a texter, call in here to the office and one of the girls will take a note for me and I'll put it on there for you. It's free. Do it every week. Sooner or later, somebody's going to buy your hay. Let's just keep it doing. I already got 7 on the board for today. All right, corn. Currently, right now, September 370, down 15. Soybeans for September 10.04, up 12.5. Soybean meal's up quite a bit for September at $1.50, $2.82.30. Hard red winter wheat, September 5.11, down 8. Live cattle. August 235.65, up 257. October's 229.12, up 302. December's 230.87, up 240. Feeders for August 344.67, up 445. September's up $5 even at 345.60. October's also up 467 at 344.35. October lean hogs 91.92, up 15 cents. Well, today is the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic happy hour. So let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
For all North Fork Electric Co-op members, it's time to party. The cooperative's 86th annual meeting is this Saturday under the pavilion at the Sayre City Park. Drive-through registration begins at 9 a.m. at the RV park entrance. This year's grand prize is a John Deere Z545R mower, sponsored in part by Western Equipment. Runner-up prize is $1,000 cash, sponsored by R&R Powerline. You have to register before 10 a.m. to be eligible for the grand prize drawings, and you must be present to win. Bring the whole family and enjoy some delicious barbecue from Blue Mountain Smoke. Sons of the Sage will provide live Western swing music. Plus, there'll be free swimming, miniature golf, and a lot of great door prizes. For more details about the 86th annual meeting this Saturday, like and follow North Fork Electric on Facebook and Instagram. Live music, free barbecue, free swimming, free miniature golf, and lots of prizes. North Fork Electric Co-op's 86th annual meeting is this Saturday in the Sayre City Park.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Miami, Texas. 84 degrees, heat index 85, humidity's 48. The dew point is 62. The winds are out of the south at a whopping 5 miles an hour with wind gusts all the way up to 6. 1.82 inches of rain this month already. 8-inch soil temperature, 78 degrees. And that is your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. On the phone with me right now is the world famous Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Yeah, you're not going to be here in a little bit when you get through mowing. I got to tell you just right up front that my experience eating in the Cranky Old Ladies Cafe with Cousin Kay the other day was actually pleasant. They were being nice to me. I don't know why. They even tried to give me two desserts.
Oh, wow. Wow, yeah, that's a little scary.
Well, I know. That's why I turned the second one away. So I didn't. I paid for that first one, so she couldn't hold that over me. No. But, oh, man. Well, we got so much to talk about, and I know you're busy, but let's head to Elk City Livestock Auction. And you had 1,527 head go on there. Yeah. And I don't know where to start. Why don't you start?
Boy, just outstanding across the board. I mean, you know, you get a $9.25 down day on the board, you know, right in front of your sale, right when your sale's getting ready to start. And we had some really nice young bred cows, and they all the young bred, heavy bred cows, you know, bring from $39.50 to $43.50, you know, on a really nice set of black young bred cows. And then we got done with the cow sale, and gosh, they just flooded us with cows there Friday morning, and we didn't really get started on the calf sale till about 3 o'clock. And I looked to see where the board was closed, and I was like, "Oh dear, here we go!" And shoot, you couldn't even hardly tell it that the board was down. I mean, it was the market was pretty well fully steady with where it was the week before. You know, there might have been some of the big cattle that might have been just a smidgen cheaper, but all in all, it was a good day. This cash is we've talked about it before. It is definitely separated from the
board.
Futures board.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not following each other very closely at all. And I mean, we have a major move several days. I mean, obviously it'll have to, but right now these knee jerks happening of the paper traders is not really causing much of a issue at all to the cash buyers, cash players. So,
well, the one that kind of caught my eye, I mean, they're all good. I mean, from top to bottom on this list that you send me after the sale, there was a 9-head out of Raiden steers weighing 572, brought 401.
Yep.
That's pretty salty.
Yes. Yes, it is. And those was just calves too. They were just right off the mamas. No weaning. They were steers. They'd had a round of shots in spring and had been steered, but no weaning. I mean, just right off the cows. It was pretty amazing.
So speaking of weaning, before we get back to the girls here on the Elk City chart, when does the market prices change? Are they going to, with what we got on, are they going to, or are they not going to change much with weaned versus non-weaned right now because of the way the market is? Are we past that point, or is it just now coming up?
Well, you always typically get a pretty nice premium for your weaned cattle, you know, in October, November, you know, everybody, you know, the stocker operators, they dread, you know, starting cattle in the month of October, you know, so that's usually where you get your best premiums when you've got some 60-day or better weaned cattle, you know, is kind of in October, and then it spills over into November if the wheat pasture's good. Typically, you know, we're seeing pretty good premiums year-round, but that's when, you know, your best ones come, and because, you know, they're seeing so many balling calves and very few weaned ones, so, you know, the ones that are weaned get a pretty nice little premium. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Well, I know. That's why I'm asking this question.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we're going to see that this year with these numbers like they are. I mean, right now the spread between the weaned ones and the unweaned ones is pretty narrow. I mean, there's just not a big premium, and I mean, it just goes back to the numbers being as short as they are, so, you know, we're just not seeing those big premiums. And so the guys that's been asking me, you know, what I've been telling them is, well, if you've been doing it year in, year out, you probably ought to continue to do it, you know, because it's not just about this year's calf crop. You know, you're building a reputation. You're trying to build a name for yourself. You want the same buyers to be looking at your cattle every year. And yes, it's awfully, awfully tempting to not wean them this year with what they're bringing. And, you know, and I sure can't blame anybody for not for what these prices are. but you know, long term, looking down the road, you know, you don't wean them for a year. And different people buy your cattle 90% of the time. Different people buy them if they're weaned and if they're unweaned. So if you've been getting, you know, the same guys bidding on them every year because they're weaned and they've gotten along good with them, well, you know, they're going to be less likely to buy your cattle this year. And then they've lost a year of history on what those cattle do and how those cattle perform. And so that, you know, then they have to re-remember them if you started again, you know, when you've lost it, you've lost a year of your, I don't want to say credibility, but you've lost a year what you've been doing. You've lost
your resume, your resume.
Yeah. You've lost a year out of your program and your resume you've been performing. So, you know, I encourage if you've been doing it, you've been doing the program and you've been spending the time, money and the vaccinations to do it. I encourage you to continue to do it. You know, because you're selling a program and you want to sell that program year after year after year. And you want to get the same buyers interested in that program year after year after year. And, you know, if you stop a year and you don't wean, well, then you're changing buyers. You're changing different people are buying your cattle than if they're weaned most of the time. That's not always, but most of the time that's the case. You know, so, but there again, I mean, I'm not going to fault anybody for not wanting to spend the time, the money, and the effort to wean when they're bringing what they're bringing, and when the premium is not any more well established than what it is right now.
Yeah.
You're still getting a pretty good premium on the heifers. The heifer premium on the weaned ones is a lot more significant than the steers. You know, but that's kind of what we saw yesterday at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. You know, we had some calves that were, you know, kind of matches for each other, you know, weaned and unweaned, and the premium between the steers was next to nothing, but the heifers was still pretty significant. So
why is that, I wonder?
Well, you get into a certain size of heifers, and you're kind of nobody's turning out a heifer that, you know, weighs 550 and up back onto grass or wheat most of the time. Those cattle are going on into to feedlots. You know, them 550s and up are going on into the feedlots, and they don't want to buy an unweaned one at all. So they're going to give a really good premium for a weaned one. And then your buyers that are buying them 550 and up unweaned heifers are the guys that are going to straighten them out and get them ready to then go to the feed yard. So you're kind of you know, with the steer deal, you've got the grow yard guys, you got the feedlot guys, and you got the grazing guys. You know, all competing all the way up to 6.5 and in some instances 700 pounds. But the heifers, you kind of lose your grazing guys once you get much over that 550.
Okay, I got you. Well, back to the ladies at Elk City real quick. I was noticing from basically the four weights to the mid six weights, there wasn't a lot of difference.
Yep. Yep.
Was I looking at that right?
Yep. Yep. Nope. You was looking at that right. It's,
I mean, 40, 50 cents, but you're talking 250 pounds too.
Yep. 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 Exactly. Exactly. It's, the lighter weight cattle are in demand, you know, and you get numerous players, numerous bidders, you know, on the cattle kind of, you know, 5.25 and down, and then not as many once you get over that. And it's that way on the boys too, but it is, just like you say, it shows up very prominently, even more so on the girls.
Yeah, I'm looking at that, and that really caught my attention. Maybe it's just the way you sent your report this week that I was smarter than you on the report. I don't know. Slaughter cattle, and no matter whether it's the bulls or the cows, they're just staying flat, steady with a dollar or two difference per week, maybe at the most. But They're just staying steady. But yeah, you had some over $4,000 pairs, some $4,000 bred cows, and it just one of those. It looked good. What do you got coming up Friday here?
We have got an outstanding lineup coming up Friday. We've got one really ultra fancy set of first calf Hereford heifer pairs.
You about spit that out wrong.
yeah. And then I've got a really ultra fancy set of first calf heifer Red Angus pairs, which is on them. And then a good calf run lined up again. So it's going to be a good week. We got a lot of good cattle to show some people. And if you want some pretty first calf Red Angus or Hereford pairs, and then Hereford pairs got black baldy calves at their side, they're sure enough the real deal, pretty things.
Oh, cool. They're all local, I'm guessing.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. All right. Well, let's travel down I-40 to the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. You had 1,229 head in there, and more of the same thing. I did see that big set you sold out of Weatherford on the boy side, weighing 746, 203 head. Brought 366.75 per hundred weight. I guess that guy was happy.
He was pretty tickled. You know, that was a lot of dollars per head. Good set of steers. You know, had some good condition. Hauled them in there that morning, they kind of had them sorted up, ready to run. Took them a couple of trips to get them all there, and got them run through there, and they sold outstanding, numerous pairs all over the house when those things came in there, and it was a pretty phenomenal sale. But I mean, it was a big number sale. Had three full loads there in one draft, so you pulled a lot of interest because of that. But man, a lot of them smaller groups of local cattle just sold outstanding as well. Mr. Wackel over there at Colony had some of his home raised swing six weights in there that bring over $4 a pound, it was just a phenomenal day. The board opened down just a little off the morning, but I think then actually recovered and closed steady to maybe mostly sideways, if I remember right there.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And, it was the Friday fallout was long forgotten pretty dadgum quick when we got started there Monday. Had a nice calf run, and not any big groups of calves like what we have been having the last couple of weeks. It was all kind of littler groups of calves, but lots of interest in them. And then we had some really nice weaned cattle from over there at Canute, and that's where the weaned heifer premium really showed up for that guy on his weaned heifers that he'd done a good job with over there at Canute. He really saw the premium show up on them weaned ones on them 550 and better heifers like we was talking about. And then we rolled into the feeder cattle, had some really nice home-raised feeder cattle from the Colony area, and a couple of different guys from Colony, and then some from over there at Burns Flat Falls area, and some really nice cattle, nearly all black, and boy, everything just sold like hotcakes.
Yeah, I've seen that. I was sitting there studying as you was talking about that. So on the report, basically, the heifers, if you were weaned and then you were in the five weights, you were getting 380 a pound.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Just period. Yep. Doesn't matter whether you weighed 501 or 596 like these did from Canute. And I bet that was a nice set of heifers there, 50 of them.
Yep.
So,
yes, sir.
That was good. And so more of the same with the slaughter bulls and cows and the pairs and the bred cows. But just amazing. What have you got anything lined up? I know you just got done yesterday. You got anything lined up for next Monday?
Yeah, I got 50 six, seven weight yearling heifers coming in from one consigner. I've got another couple of guys that are both, they haven't fully confirmed yet, but they're looking at somewhere between 50 and 100 a piece of feeder steers and heifers. And guys that had them turned out on grass are kind of starting to think about starting to bring some in. The grass is still so good, but you know, the cattle are growing so good, they kind of hate to pull them off that grass, but yet it's, you know, we're getting near to the middle of August, and it's time to be thinking about that. And yeah, man, this market's so good. You know, I just been encouraging them. I said, shoot, bring them on. I mean, you know, it's we're good. They're wanting them. There's a high demand for them, and you just never know what might be coming down the pack. I mean, there's a lot further ways to go down than there is to go up at this point. So it trying to grow them bigger and find that top, I you know, quit worrying about that and take advantage of these prices and these feedlots needing and wanting these cattle so bad, because you just never know when something might come in there that trips the feelings the other way, you know, and messes with the enthusiasm or you know, just you know, have a big glut of cattle come in that week out of some they'd had contracted out of the country or whatnot. You never know when those things are going to happen and hit. So, you know, I'm just kind of encouraging right now, if you got, you know, if you've got them cattle up there 650 and bigger on your grass, don't wait to eat up all of your grass. You know, try to maximize your gain, get them onto town, because, man, this market is just phenomenal.
Well, I'm trying to improve our communications skills on yours and I's segments, and so hopefully your daughter's listening. So I came up with this saying, and what we're going to call the next few minutes the Jimmy scenario talk with Brandon. So I got two scenarios for you. No, and I want to get your opinion.
Okay.
And if you don't want to give me your opinion, say, Jimmy, move on to the next one. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So the first scenario is, what do you think will happen to the market if they open the border back up?
I think it will probably definitely pull a drift down. I don't think it'll cause a wreck or crash, but I do think it'll cause us to start drifting the other way, because obviously we're going to be putting more numbers in the pipeline, and that's the whole thing that's keeping this thing propped up so much right now is supply and demand, and we just don't have the supply to meet the demand.
Right.
If you open the border, you're going to pull some more supply in, which is, you know, going to meet a little bit more of the demand, and it's probably going to cause it to drift down. I don't feel like it's going to crash it. I don't think that's the thing that'll you know, make us do one of those 40 to 60 buck rundowns or something like that. But I do think that it'll cause us to have set our top at this point and then start drifting back to the south a certain extent.
Okay, the reason why I asked that question is I had one of the listeners send me a message earlier, and I guess there was some stuff on RFD TV this morning about what's going on, and we were just wondering if Ag Secretary Rollins was under a little pressure from President Trump to maybe do that, because the market right now, especially the cash market on cattle, is one thing that nobody has any control over right now. Right. It's all supply and demand. So that's, you know, and we got the fly deal going on, and, you know, the screw worm deal is just making the news on all ag media every day now, unlike it did last fall, and it is serious. You know, you hear them talking, interviewing guys that remembers the had to go out there and tar this, tar that, and this and that, and so a little. I think there's a little fear mongering going on right now myself, But yes, we need to get the sterile flies out there, male flies out there, and get this taken care of. So it's all good. So my next scenario question for Mr. Hickey is, I'm trying to figure out how to say this without hurting anybody's feelings, but not hurting anybody's feelings, but getting too personal. So if you're a stalker guy right now, I've talked to some stalker guys, and some are being leery, not wanting to get hung out, and I understand that. If you were a stalker guy, what would you be doing right now? How's that?
Well, I guess my answer to that is, it's, you know, these cattle, where this market is right now, there's some, if the market stays steady with where it is right now, there's definitely some cattle that can be bought that will work. Your initial investment is way higher than what we're used to. Interest rates are higher than they probably should be. I mean, at some point, I keep thinking we're going to see them pull down a little bit. There's some cattle that can be bought that can work, but you know, my deal is, my main advice is just don't get caught with your pants down. Don't get caught naked on these cattle right now, because I mean, at some point in time, we're going to see, you know, a $20 to $60 a hundred rollback on this thing for whatever reason. Probably something that has absolutely nothing to do with the beef itself, or probably, you know, but there's something that'll happen that'll cause that. And, you know, and probably supply and demand is going to dictate that we're going to climb back up there and we're going to be back close to these levels. But, you know, you don't want to be the guy that gets caught in that, you know, 3 to 6 month period where it's in the middle of its crash, and then it always takes longer to crawl back than it did to crash. So you don't want to be the guy that gets caught in that had to sell your cattle in that time period and you know, and didn't have some protection of them. So that's kind of my advice, is, you know, either with an LRP or a put. I mean, the LRPs have got, with the prices being so high, they've got pretty high as well. You know, so they don't look as attractive as they did, but you know, just get something, even if it's a put that's below the money a little ways, just something to kind of protect and keep you from just totally losing your pants, you know, if you did get caught in that downswing, because it's coming at some point in time. You know, be great to think that it would just be a $20 downswing and then we'll pull back, you know, go to climbing back up. You know, it could just as likely be a 40 to 60. And, you know, that could be pretty devastating if you're given $5 for four weight calves and, you know, $2,000 a head. And then you're, you know, all of a sudden your eight weights are just worth the same $2,000. You know, you put all that weight on them and you've got all the expenses in them, for nothing. You know, you didn't make anything and you lost all your time and input. So, you know, that's I guess that's my words of wisdom of the day to just be careful, because we're up here in the trees right now, and as far as supply and demand goes, it should stay here. I mean, by all rhyme and reason, it should stay here. We could potentially see the highest calf prices this fall that we've ever seen ever in the history of mankind in September and October. If nothing changes, the demand stays like it is, and we don't have that black swan event we're setting up for. I mean, we thought the calf prices last September, October, November were high. We're setting up to be even higher this year with the corn crop. And if we make wheat also, it looks like we're going to have wheat pasture and corn on top of it. You get the northern guys bidding against the southern grazers and the northern corn guys bidding against them on these calves off these cows. I mean, it could be absolutely phenomenal for the cow-calf guy. But for the stalker guy, definitely you know, need to proceed with caution and try to, you know, you don't want to get them out of the market, but just stay, you know, keep some protection to the downside.
Yep. And we can't, as a cattle producer, no matter where you're at, who you are, need to, I don't know how you would thank the people for keeping our demand good, because they're staying loyal to the cattle producers right now.
Yeah, they are.
The consumer, not the people, absolutely. The consumer.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago. It's amazing that this as much as the beef prices have went up, that the beef is still just flying off the shelves. But you know, we are starting to hear some rumblings about it starting to show up on media and the news a little bit about how high the beef is and whatnot. And once you start hearing about it, it makes people, the consumers, start thinking about it a little bit more. And you know, maybe they do pause a little bit on what they're doing. But so far, it's been great, and they're liking our product, and they want our product, and that's a great position to be in. And you know, but we don't want to price ourselves plumb out of the business either. And that, you know, that can happen if we're not careful. We just got to, you know, hopefully when the demand does hit its peak, and it pulls back, you know, it's just a gradual pullback, and not just a, you know, we're just an absolute, you know, we're quitting type of a deal. And you know, we can always handle a gradual downfall a whole lot easier than you can a crash. So, you know, if that demand does peak and starts pulling back, hopefully that's just what it'll be, is just a little pullback, and you know, we ease back to prices that everybody thinks, okay, I can live with this, and then just levels off and doesn't just totally wreck us, and that should be the case. But yeah, like I say, you are starting to hear a little bit of talk on the news and social media and this, that, and the other about how high this beef is. I saw a headline the other day, is beef the new eggs.
So, yeah, but you know what? I did a little research on those people on the mainstream media that's putting that out there. And I figured out 9 out of 10 of them are vegetarian, so they don't even know what beef tastes like.
most of the stories coming out, it's just an attention grabber. They really probably don't know even a whole lot about what they're talking about, but just like that headline, you know, it grabbed attention, you know, and it just makes people think, whereas before they just go and laying the money down and being happy with their product, they're thinking, well, maybe I should stop and think about this a minute. You know, maybe I should buy that chicken breast or that pork chop instead of this steak, you know, or be looking at that ground pork or that ground turkey instead of this ground beef. I mean, you know, it's just stuff like that makes people stop and think a little bit and maybe pulls back the demand. But, you know, once you start seeing that stuff show up, and it's just, that's what's been amazing, is that stuff's just now kind of starting to see it a little bit, you know, on the news and the social media and whatnot. It's really just now showing up. You know, we just, like I say, there's a point that people are going to stop, think that's high enough. But you know, if it's just a pullback, that's easy to handle, you know, but that we can absorb that and adjust what we're doing and go on. But you know, as long as it's those total unexpected crashes that get a lot of people in trouble.
Okay, I gotta go. We've overextended our welcome.
Imagine that.
Hey,
one thing before you go though.
What?
You didn't get me last week. I was in the middle of something on Tuesday, and I figured you'd call Wednesday, and you didn't call on Wednesday.
I had somebody on the show Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I got to give you a little bit of heck because you know, the gentleman down there in the Reed Benson area sold his calves last week, and he had this one brindle spotted heifer, and his wife said that she thought that heifer probably come out of one of those black cows they got from you.
Well, I can't help it, they didn't have the right bull.
I think she thought that one was bred when they got her, though.
No, they're on their third calf out of those cows I sold them, so I don't even want to hear none of his crap. And I gave him some tomatoes, and he wouldn't even buy me my breakfast. So I'm not going to back off him. Also, I'm just going to give you a heads up for next week. The Jimmy scenario talk with Brandon is going to be past history between cattlemen and packers.
Okay.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot.
You have a good day.
See you. All right, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet break, come back, do update weather for northwestern Oklahoma, and then we're going to take another break, come back with Heyday Tuesday. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance. Covering all your pivot needs, Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots. From drivetrain components to sprinkler parts, invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex Cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex Cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that, too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 11th. 1,229 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 339 brought 540. 10 at 515 brought 435. 13 at 557 brought 385. 10 at 638 brought 402.50. 12 at 778 brought 371. 34 at 833 brought 337. 5 head of heifers at 399 brought 425. 4 at 513 brought 360. 3750, 3 at 595 brought 33750, 11 at 676 brought 330, 5 at 817 brought 285, 12 at 953 brought 278, butcher cows were 122 to 179, butcher bulls brought 150 to 210, bred cows 1850 to 3550, pairs 3100 to 4200, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-49 976095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
May Ranch. 86 degrees, feels like 89, dew point 67. 3.41 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 87 is a 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. 8:33 sunset, 20% chance of thunderstorms, 89 today, 66 clear tonight, tomorrow mostly sunny and 91. Let's take another Stockman's Vet break and be right back. And after we will have a Heyday Tuesday. Get your pen and pencil ready. We'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Hi, it's Andy Taylor.
We're living in some very turbulent times. It's easy to get discouraged in the normal course of life, but the good news is God has all the answers. His presence and companionship always makes all the difference. A big part of what we do at Trinity Fellowship is to help people in the process of coming into relationship with the Father. We'd love to help you. Our services start at 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can find us on our Trinity Fellowship Facebook page, or you can listen right here on KECO at 9:30. We'd love to have you be part of our family.
Hello, August. There's lots to do. Back to school, football Fridays, tailgating, hanging out, loading up friends and family. You need a truck that keeps up with it all. Head to Cummins and Weatherford and drive home in a new 2025 GMC Sierra Light Duty and get 0% financing for 36 months. It's a season of driving and making memories. Get ready to roll. Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet GMC in Weatherford, I-40 and Airport Road, or online at CumminsBPG.com. GMC, we are professional grade. See dealer for details.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
My papa started Hutton Inc. in 1983.
And now our uncle runs it just like Pawpaw did.
We're learning the ropes too, because this isn't just dirt work, it's family legacy.
From GPS-guided earthwork to excavation, house and building pads, topsoil and aggregate sales, drainage repair, forklift and manlift rentals, Hutton Inc. does it all.
Three generations strong, we move the earth and your future.
Call Hutton Inc. at 580-225-0225.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Hobart, 87 degrees, 89 is your heat risk, or feels like. Winds are out of the west, southwest at 9. 87 is your three-day average bare soil temperature. 0.01 inches of rain. They got more than I did last night. 829, 91 today, 69 tonight, and 93. All right, you guys, that is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. You guys ready? I got some hay for you. We got 400 big square bales of alfalfa. Last year's hay cutting in the barn. Not cow hay, it's not horse hay, but it's good cow hay. 580-799-0074. Got 5x6 round bales of wheat hay, fertilized twice and weed sprayed, not rained on. $70 a bale. 580-729-2188. And then we got, what else we got? We have 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale, not rained on. 150 bales of grassy alfalfa, not rained on, $75 a bale. 580-550-0105. On the text line, what'd I get? We're about done here. We got, gentlemen's going to be cutting some cowpeas, grain. Some cowpeas here in about 2 to 3 weeks. You guys want to buy any cowpeas? 580-309-7024. I'm going to be live from the Lacely Farms, Family Farms, and Hydro tomorrow. Join in. It's going to be a great show. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.